This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Runner Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I believe this is a first in KL Pack, a performance in Studio 9, which used to be the space for a photography community where all these professionals and semi-professional photographers gather to talk and take pictures. Last weekend, Loser Town open and will continue through to this weekend. The show, a musical, I think, features the winner of the Hong Kong International Comedy Festival, stand-up comedian, performer and musician Hanan Aslan. And she's here with Chit Yang, who is the director.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not sure what the show is.
Okay, what is the show, right? I've been internally coached to start with the
Coached internally to think of the why.
Okay. Loser Town, in my director's notes in the pamphlet that you get when you walk in or when you
printed
leave.
On an A4 piece
yeah,
of paper.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a little director's note I wrote. For me, Loser Town is kind of like a love-hate letter to the musical. Like, I love the musical and on some level. Like, my mom's favorite piece of theater was My Fair Lady. You know, she loved My Fair Lady.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a very good one. Yeah, it's really, really fantastic. But I always felt that the musical kind of sometimes doesn't explore certain realities that, for me, like, contemporary works of theater or, like, experimental pieces of theater kind of explores. You know, it's like this kind of... yeah, darker realities. Even, you know, when Eponine is singing I Dream the Dream, she's still crying beautifully somehow, you know. And all the kind of lower income level folks all have a happy song about, you know, like
even
dancing in the streets and, you know, like, yeah. Yeah, all of that, right? So I just felt that the traditional musical kind of didn't explore that. And then I saw Hanan perform. And I've known Hanan for a while now. And I saw Hanan perform her musical for Short and Sweet. Musical. It was this bizarre, interesting. She was at the piano, and then there was some movement by, you know, two actors. I was like, yeah, why not? Like, why can't this also be a musical where you see a bit of different kinds of forms coming in, like, you know?
Well, you described this in your publicity, that this is a musical about a hero's journey through whatever obstacles and then into the belly of the whale.
Yeah.
So is this a literal or a metaphorical belly of the whale?
When I was rehearsing with Hanan early on, Hanan brought in Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey.
Even before I met you guys, this is how I described this, that this is probably a manifestation of Hero with a Thousand Faces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely,
huge
yeah.
Part of our devising, yeah.
I guess for me, writing music has always come to me, but I was a bit nervous writing a full length. And then for me, finding endings tends to be difficult. Starting is all right, but finding an ending.
When you wrote the songs for this one, did you have a narrative to hold them together, or did you just write songs and then later figure out how to put in the narrative?
I guess our process developed over time because Jit and I started working on this in January, intermittently. So, because I would be away most of the year, but when I come back, we would have a few sessions. So we did have about 2 months where I would share, I guess, certain themes I wanted to explore, certain things that were on my mind, and then Jit would pull out little details and prompt me, and I would write these songs. And then the last 2 months when we brought the actual musicians in and we worked together as a team, it was a mixture of both. It was a mixture of we would be given prompts or we would share certain things and write the music. And we also did look at the structure and kind of related it to our lives and their lives as musicians.
I think that's what Joseph Campbell was trying to do anyway. He was trying to say that, right, his idea was of the monomyth. All stories
are the same story.
Are the same story. And then if stories kind of tell our lives, then we follow then a certain path. So when in your life, Hanan, Soon Heng, have you been in the belly of the whale? Have you met what Joseph Campbell calls your temptress that led you astray, that thing or that person? And so it's a kind of a deconstruction, reconstruction of Joseph, because she brought it in, because I devised like that, right? I don't know what it is going to be, but I know the people I'm working with, Then I try to bring out their stories or their music because they are musicians. So, yeah, we've got on the board Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey and, like, you know, when have you felt? When have you felt? And then they create music and the show.
Is this a one-woman show or do you have these other participants, Abel, Ian Francis, Andy, Kyril, are they performing or are they performing as like a band?
I never called it a one-woman show. I don't know who started calling it that. But it was not me. The band, I don't know how to explain. They were initially brought in just as musicians and it
evolved.
Yeah, I was never satisfied with the idea that you just come in and back up. Like, I feel like if you're going to be on stage performing a show and stuff, it
better make you work.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a part of you has to be in the show. So not only is the music devised, so, you know, with a prompt, each of them, you know, leads a track or a piece and it makes its way into the show. But they have, like, stories and memories that they share. And I think it's definitely Hanan in the center point. I always said that she's the locus which the play revolves around. But what revolves around her is these other people. And in your hero's journey as well, there are other characters, you know, in your own
your
life.
Your helpers and your those impeders.
Exactly.
That's the word.
But those helpers and impeders also are then in themselves heroes in their own right, you know.
They are different journeys.
Exactly. So, you know, I wanted it to encompass all of that.
The writing process and the composition of the music was definitely a collaboration. All five of us.
For sure.
Is this a musical where you sing throughout or do you have moments of dialogue?
So Hanan is multi-talented, right? And she does different forms of theatre. I knew her first as an actor before I played at KLPAC. So I knew her first as an actor and then she went into stand-up comedy. Then she started doing music. And then there was this blend of stand-up comedy and music and then stand-up comedy, music and theatre with her short and sweet piece. So I think Loser Town is this exploration, or for me, exploration to these forms I've never actually done or directed with. So I've kind of like blended these songs. Like, so sometimes it's part stand-up comedy, sometimes it's part theatre plays. You know, you've got moments of movement. And then there are certain parts where it's song and singer-songwriter or musical moments, you know. So, yeah.
How would you describe Hanan's singing style? I'm asking this question because I've heard her sing and having had the opportunity to participate in a production she was in, and then her falling sick.
Oh, no.
We couldn't find somebody to replace the singing.
Yeah. I think you cannot replace... You cannot find anyone to replace her singing, for sure. It's full of heart, I think. And, like, wit. Heart and wit, I think. You know, just full of...
For me, it's full of yelps.
Yeah. And, you know, like, we had... Because it's been running for a week already now. So someone said the show reminded him of, like, a Björk concert in one of those underground parties I used to go to when I was in college. I was like, okay, you know, cool. So, I think it's unique. And, you know, she lets her voice go. She lets her feelings go. A lot of... Sometimes it's, like, free form and, like... You know, and then sometimes, boom, it's heartfelt and it's precise, you know. And then it's sometimes big and improvised. So, yeah, Hanan's unique
this
style.
This show, I've definitely been pushed to try different styles to suit the music and to suit the scene. It's been quite challenging for me. It's been good.
Hanan, how would you describe your own style of singing?
I think I'm forever sure.
Beep, beep. You're forever what?
I don't know. I really don't. I think for me, my music started out as improvisation. I would like to make up little things before I was doing stand-up. Because most of my stand-up I've done with music. I've done very little straight stand-up. And before I was doing stand-up, I was improvising songs. And I still do that. I've actually done a lot more improvisational work recently than scripted stand-up.
I know you do it with songs, but you don't sing it the way we think of somebody singing a song that's funny, right?
Yeah.
How do you sing it? I mean, I kind of joke that, you know, there are yelps and maybe screeches in between also.
Yeah, Loser Town has some of that. It's nice.
I think sometimes I just let my body do it.
You don't think.
Just let it go. I don't think. If I think too much about it, there's a filter there. So if I just let go and let it happen, it happens. I'm not a real singer, lah, sometimes. I really feel like I'm not. I think one of the themes I wanted to explore coming in very early on was, again, because I do stand up, but I'm a music, I'm not feeling like I fit into a genre or a category, you know, as an actor. So I feel like I've been out of practice. I feel like the roles that I've been getting, the last few shows I've been doing have been primarily as a lyricist or as a musician. And then feeling like I'm not classically trained as a singer or anything. So I don't feel like I'm a real singer. I don't feel like I'm a real stand-up. I don't feel like I'm a real actor. So these are definitely themes that I brought. And I guess they're definitely universal themes, you know. I guess in my case, it's very specific to these roles that I have in art or entertainment. But I think a lot of people do feel...
Yeah, we all have our insecurities. Yeah. Or that, you know, you can do something, but you're never quite sure whether it is quite right or whether it is appropriate or whether you have reached the best of what you can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
The choice of performing in Studio 9, and I think this is probably the first time, right? A performance has been done in there?
I don't know.
No, they've had a performance in there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
No. I have rehearsed in that space, and you know, none of the studios in KL Pack, with the exception of Indocini, is acoustically suited for performances. Mm. You know, the walls are bare walls. So, what have you done to that space to make it a bit more acoustically friendly?
We were talking to the designer about what kind of materials would kind of. Because Kyril, one of our performers, he's a sound engineer, so he's got some knowledge and kind of like, you know, certain material. But again, we were working on a tight budget, so we looked in our primarily what we had in our... And I love it because one of my favourite places in KL Pack, Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre, is the costume and props room. Like, you open it, it's this like wonderful like treasure trove. It's like, what is in here? And then you can see... owls, and so it's like, wow. And then just imagine like these past productions, what they were used for, and they're just lying there, like, you know, they're just lying there, like no life. So our video and photo shoot for Loser Town was in there, bring it back to kind of like revitalize. So a lot of this was like looking for material, so paper, cloth, carpeting, these kind of materials for reflect sound or like
absorb sound,
and then having bodies in the space, and then playing also with the fact of the sounds in the space. What happens when you take all sound out? What happens if it's just you hear a buzz of a microphone in the space? So yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, and still proves to be one, trying to find that nice sweet spot. But I don't know, I feel Loser Town is an unconventional musical. Very much so.
So
and I feel
the it's space accommodates it a bit.
It's like this side space, like Hanan used
to
mention.
It's in the corner. It's right in the corner of KL Pack. I think it's the only studio that doesn't have any natural lighting.
Yeah.
It really, you look at it, it's like a time warp.
Yeah.
It felt right.
Because we were rehearsing in there for a while already. Then I was like, why not here, you guys? Like, why not in here? I don't know, it felt... unconventional, but right, it was just like, because nobody wanted us near them because we were so loud, you know, we were just like this rehearsal group that was like always playing loud music, always on the drums, and other, you know, productions we were complaining, so like we go to the side.
There's an exhaust fan in there too, though, right?
Yeah, there's a ventilation fan.
Yeah. What's the capacity of that place?
Yeah, hitting 30 to 40, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loser Town, a musical, continues this week, starting today through to Sunday, December 17th, in Studios 9, KL Pack. Tickets are priced at 38 and showtimes are at 8:30 p.m. with an additional matinee on Saturday, December 16th at 3 p.m. Thank you, folks, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll have you continue sing us out through for the show, yeah?
Cool.
I've got no words to soothe you. And if I tried to claim I did, I'd be lying. And everybody out here is gonna hurt you, kid. But you can't go running home crying. You've got to be brave, whatever that means. Hold your head up high. You've got to do your best, however hard it seems. Do it all while we still have time. Time. I've got no songs to comfort you. And believe me, I've been trying. Not everybody out here's gonna love you, kid. But don't be sad when they start dying. Oh, you've got to be brave, whatever that means. Hold your head up high. Oh, you've got to do your best, however hard it seems. Do it all while we still have time. Am I trying to convince you? Or am I trying to convince myself?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.